Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Brianne Loving. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to run home after school, eat a snack, do my homework, and watch old television shows before I went to bed. Most of them were from the 50s and 60s, and one of the things I loved the most about those old sitcoms were the doctors that made house calls. They would bring that old physician's bag and pull out a stethoscope, and the next thing you knew, little Judy was feeling better, and she was off on her roller skates with a popsicle in her hand, skating off into childlike oblivion. Well, on today's episode of Community Focus, we're going back to the basics of primary care. Direct primary care. Old-fashioned health care.
This is so dynamic. This is so progressive. And she said, this is 65 years old. This is so old that you think it's progressive. And all it really is going all the way back to the basics of doctor-patient relationship.
So, all of this and more right here on Community Focus. Ever heard of direct primary care? It's something a little different from what most of us are used to when we visit the doctor. It's actually based on care and not coverage. It's a revolution in primary care. And joining me in the studio to discuss this topic is Dr. Brian Birdwell. Dr. Brian Birdwell is owner and physician of the Main Street Clinic team here in Lawton, Oklahoma. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brianne.
All right. So, a revolution in primary care. But first, let's go back to the basics. What is primary care?
Well, good question. And we should probably get a good idea and a good look at it before it disappears altogether. I don't mean to start out so cynically. But primary care is really the cornerstone of people's connection to both their goals in health and their self-care, but of course also the bridge to the rest of the healthcare system. So primary care is healthcare that everybody needs, and it's really the initial entrance into the healthcare system and ought to be the first stop for everyone.
You know, we were talking about this the other day. It's relationship-based, or should be, but what does that mean?
Well, this, of course, is a little bit of the revolution we're talking about. Again, if you look back in time, 50, 60 years ago, it wasn't an issue of whether it was relationship-based or not. You knew your doctor, you knew her, she or he knew you. They may have even delivered you things of that nature when things were really general. The point there is so much of what plagues us or makes us wonder or brings up questions or causes us worry or even something that's going on that you don't know about, these things come out through a relationship with a professional. And some people feel that things like, oh, you know, the internet can just generate questions, or I can just ask questions of a computer and get the answers. If we could perfect that, it would be done. And that really is a misconception. The personal relationship between a person and their primary caregiver is absolutely crucial in beginning to parse this out, to sort this out, to be able to go through your experience and through your thoughts and fears and questions and information that you might have and things that people are telling you, oh, you've got this, you sounds like you've got cancer. Those are the things that people bring as well as their symptoms and their questions, but only through a trusted relationship with someone who really can understand the questions, who knows the things that can be behind certain kinds of symptoms and also understands the many, many different ways that symptoms can present and be experienced by a person. That's the key character for anyone to really understand what's going on.
So a computer or Google can't replace that, right?
Well, it's in some ways it makes our job easier and harder, but it absolutely does not replace it. What if on your next visit you entered an uncrowded waiting room? Maybe you might even be the only person there, and hopefully within 5 or 10 minutes or even on time, you're going back to see your physician or your practitioner. And you just calmly settle in and realize that this is not football where there's a clock. This is baseball. So this is your inning. And not until you've kind of had all the at-bats and you've had your chance to do what you do, it's not really timed. And that's what happens when you have 30, 40, 45 minutes to really, really talk about the things that matter. There's anxiety at first, but before long, you're just having a conversation. And you're even exploring within your own self, what is it that truly is troubling me? The difference is simply night and day for a practitioner who simply turns off the clock and says, what's happening with you? How are you? and just allows a free-form conversation. Those experiences make primary care all that it can be.
Yeah.
Then you really know your patient and they know you. That's a different kind of practice. That's a different kind of experience, and it's different for people that seek that get this care, and it's very different for the people who deliver it. Sometimes we say this is like direct primary care. It's like having a doctor in the family. You know, if a close relative has asked you about a medical problem, you're not going to blow them off. And if it doesn't go away or whatever, you're on the hook, and willingly on the hook, because you've got a particular vow and bond with that person, that you're honoring their request to at least see them through that. And that's what happens with patients in direct primary care.
Well, let's switch gears and talk about house calls. Is that something that people still do?
If you look at blogs and you look at, you know, all the media that bombards us now, it's popping up. But house calls are wonderful. And anyone who does it, I ask nurses and others who are in home care, it's unbelievable what happens when you enter a person's home and you're with them in their environment. Not only is it great from the standpoint of learning and understanding the environment and understanding the challenges a person might have to the various aspects of health or whatever, for a physician or a practitioner at that level, what's remarkable is how many problems can be anticipated and solved and brought together all at once. I think I mentioned earlier that in 1930, 40% of doctor visits were house calls. That's the old movie thing, right?
Yeah.
It's all your doc with his bag, and he's coming in, and the doc was here, you know, to see our child or whatever. But, I mean, that's the other thing, is there's so many times that it's so immensely practical and convenient for a person. I mean, if you're sick, I mean, how many times I've heard, I was too sick to come see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, how's that for a time to see your patient when they're really sick? To say nothing of older people, oxygen, wheelchairs, on and on and on. So much time and trouble and waste can be spared with just this intervention. But in direct primary care, the idea is that people pay a monthly, they pay their dues to be a part of the club, to be a part of the clinic. So that's all the money's in the bank. Our job is just to take care of all the patients who are part of our practice, and then that just gets woven in. But one of the things I love about direct primary care, and Erica Bliss, who's one of the leaders in this movement, and she's at a great place called Q Alliance in Seattle, but she was talking in the earlier days, like 7 years ago, people would say, this is so dynamic, this is so progressive. And she said, this is 65 years old. This is so old that you think it's progressive.
Yeah.
And all it really is going all the way back to the basics of doctor-patient relationship.
What really worked, I feel. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Birdwell, for coming today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, it's just been a joy to talk with you, Breanne. Thank you so much for having me.
And you can learn more about Dr. Brian Birdwell at MainStreetDPC.com. And if you go to our website at KCCU.org, you can hear the extended interview with Dr. Birdwell. So take the time to check it out. Well, it looks like it's about that time. So, hey, thanks for joining me on Community Focus right here on KCCU.